producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, before I get rocking here, I just want to let you know that we're going to be talking about government by intimidation. Terrorism defined by the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary. You can go ahead and check this out online if you'd like. The use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. Government by intimidation is the very definition of the word terrorism, friends. We want to set the record straight and set this upright so you can understand exactly what's going on in your country. We're going to take it home. We're going to show you what's happening because we're seeing the face of those that mean to rule over us, do we not? Just find out who means to silence you. You'll find out who means to rule over you. And that's how you identify your enemies. But before we get to that, first of all, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we can also tell you that we've been receiving some harassment concerning our Sons of Liberty Media outsource. We can see that Facebook has been manipulating numbers, squeezing, restricting, so on and so forth, folks. And if I find or it comes to my attention that that's what's going on, we're going to have some serious issues here. But I want to let you know that it must be such a threat to the criminal administration that they mean to sick those that could restrict those that mean to view our website. So do check it out, folks. They don't want you going to it. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. As long as it's the establishment, it's what the state-controlled media has to say, folks, that's A-okay. But if you speak out against it, folks, they just can't deal with that because they don't want to be found out. Well, that's exactly what we mean to be doing here concerning the sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're keeping the American people awake as to what's really going on out there, and we're uncovering that which is to soon be revealed. And you can rest assured, friends, sooner or later it's going to come to the surface, and it always does because in the spirit, the law is always perpetual. It's always at work because it was the Lord that said, all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. He said, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And he was speaking, Jesus was, to the corrupt. He said, listen, nothing that they do is going to remain concealed. It's not going to stay in a dark corner as if no one's ever going to find out about it. No, we're going to bring it to the light. And what the Lord said is, what you hear in the dark, bring to the light. And that's exactly what we're doing here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, the website I'm highlighting right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio interact. And so you can go ahead and check out both those websites. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. Also wanted to let you know, you can go to our Facebook, BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. We got about 300,000 friends that are interacting on a daily basis, and we want to tell you thank you very much for doing just that, because you are the people and you are the reason we do what we do, because we can do this. Let me say it again. we can do this because God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, right? Now, if you call yourself a constitutionalist or a conservative, you can't leave out the fact that you're a Christian. Because when you look at our foundations, it's based on the Mosaic Institution, something called common law. Read your founding documents, friends. Go back to the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence. As a matter of fact, when you go to the Mayflower Compact, it smacks of nothing but the pulpit, friends. So when you're talking about how the fact that you're a constitutionalist, do keep in mind that Constitution was written by a bunch of Christian men that were inspired by the Spirit of the Most High God. And we need to keep in mind where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we also understand what one of the founders, Charles D. Montesquieu, rightly said when he said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Whose law? God's law. Because again, we're based on the Mosaic Institution. Read that seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, when you get a moment. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that if you want to be a part of the show at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. This is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. One more point before we jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also wanted to let you know that we're about 3 months out, always, all year long. And all year round. That means over the next 3 months, we're going to be somewhere in the United States of America. If it's not on the East Coast, it's going to be on the West Coast. If it's not on the West Coast, it'll be in the southern states. And if we're not in the southern states, such as Texas, which we will be in next month, well, we'll be in the northern states. And so if you'd like to book us at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. After Texas, we are going to be on the East Coast, then we're going to be down south. And then that is the time that we can come and hang out with you if you're willing to shake, rattle, and roll your community. But you need to understand something before you book us. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And it's not hard to get in trouble. That's all you have to do is tell the truth, friends. And again, keep in mind, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. We're doing what God commanded us to do. And why? Because his son, Jesus Christ, is going to be glorified in life or in death. So, in saying that, folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com for this first segment. Fear of the Walking Dead, the American police state, takes aim. The American police state takes aim. Again, I want everybody to understand we're not on the sonsoflibertymedia.com praising the wicked. No, we're exposing the wicked, and then we're bringing a lawful response constitutionally and biblically, first and foremost, to the answers to the dilemmas or the problems in which we face. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Folks, did you see this? This is like some crazy stuff. I mean, these Muslims, what they do is they infiltrate other countries. And then what they do is they begin to just desecrate the laws of those countries. And the way they do that is, like, for example, in Europe right now, you can see that they basically have advocated and implemented everything God forbids and calls an abomination. And then they wonder why that they're being overrun by a bunch of radical, devilish, jihadist Muslims. Oh, in fact, I'm telling you the truth. And it's also interesting how global media is also sharing with them people in Europe that there's only 1 million of these victimized refugees that need cover and they need refuge from those sympathetic countries. Well, it's interesting. They infiltrate the companies or those countries. We found out that they are simply paid mercenaries. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that once they get in, they begin to plunder those nations. And that's exactly what they mean to do on a global scale. But what I was saying is, friends, did you know that the state-controlled media on a global scale over in Europe told them that, listen, there's only 1 million of them? Well, they found out that there's actually 4 million of them. Okay? We're going
to
take a quick break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sorry about that, friends. A break came up on us real quick, and I got the 2 seconds, so forgive me for that. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-582-9933. I was talking about what's going on over in Europe right now and how those countries advocate and implement everything God calls an abomination, and then they're plundered by foreigners, and they're trying to figure out why that's happening, because God is not going to defend sin. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us that not in any sense of the word will He look over iniquity. If you're not under the blood of Jesus Christ, folks, it's not a good place to put yourself. And that's exactly what's happening in Europe. They've legalized everything, and the worldling carnal men, they sit there and gloat and think about how cool it is over in Europe. But isn't it interesting? These are the first countries to be plundered by foreign enemies. Why? When you read Deuteronomy 28, you're going to understand. Read the whole thing. There's 14 blessings and 55 curses. And the fact of the matter is it's perfect judgment happening to nations that disrespect God's commandments and disobey furthermore. First and foremost is what I was going to say. But it's interesting what's going on over in Europe, friends. They're telling them that there was 1 million refugees, when in fact there was actually 4 million. Now, why are they actually allowing these individuals to come into the countries in the first place? Because they're plundering nations. That's what the New World Order joker monkeys are doing. They're using the Muslims as a political battering ram on a worldwide scale to upend sovereignties, to upend governments. And here you have these little useful idiots, these minions, like we have in America today, that are opening the doors, and we're saying, hey, listen, this is about all of the people, like Paul Ryan just got done saying, oh, and by the way, P.S., folks, do keep in mind, your government just raised the debt ceiling one more time. Why are they all falling in line with Mr. Barack Hussein Obama? You got to ask yourself, because they're in cahoots with them, friends. They're not protecting Barack. They're protecting themselves, because if they don't listen to Barack, guess what happens? Well, they'll just call them out and they'll expose them for who they are. And they don't want that. They want to be the little crooks and devils that they really are. In America, for the most part, you know what I'm telling you is the truth. So what do they do instead of actually obeying the law and liberating the people by magnifying the law of our constitutional republic? What do? They turn the law against itself. And I'm going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes, because we're going to go to government by intimidation. But going back to Australia, you know what's interesting about this, friends? is that we see over in Australia, we're seeing the Muslims, the children, these refugees, they go into these countries, for example, in Australia right now, and during the national anthem, the Australian national anthem, at Carbourne Carlisle Primary Public School, Muslim students got up and exited the school building. They just couldn't tolerate it. It's interesting, if these folks, they want to be left alone so bad, then why did they leave their countries in the first place? Because they know exactly what they're doing, and they know what it's all about, friends. And if you'd read your Bible, friends, and your Constitution, you would know what it's all about before it happens as well. But the American people got to come to terms with that before it gets to where we're at today, friends. It's just crazy stuff. Folks, remember at the beginning of the show, I was sharing with you as to how our websites, our numbers on sonsoflibertymedia.com and so on and so forth, how they're being manipulated. Well, I just want to let you know, we're doing live radio right now, and for some reason, on the second segment of the radio show, my computer just goes blank on me. I mean, it's just absolutely astounding. And you know what time this happens on a daily basis, friends? When I'm on live radio. It doesn't happen throughout the day, just when I'm on live radio. But let me go on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we talked about Planned Parenthood's and the doctor admits to regularly performing partial birth abortions, even laughing about how they're cutting the babies apart and selling the baby parts. Well, there's another video that was actually let loose on the American people just a couple days ago, and you need to see it. It's on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also see, friends, that Obama, again, because he's been allotted, he's been allowed to go ahead and violate the American people another day because the American people failed to uphold the laws against his crimes. Obama vomit-inducing statement to Police Chief Association. Folks, he's just a piece of work. And I don't know when the American people are going to come back to the original definition of the word crime, because this guy's been committing them on a daily basis towards the American people. Obama vomit-inducing statement to Police Chiefs Association. I reject any narrative that seeks to divide police and communities. That's interesting. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Russian lawmakers put forward bill to forbid open endorsement of sodomy. America, learn a lesson. Of course. Folks, you're not hearing a whole lot about the radical homosexuals anymore, are you? Nope. Because you've already stood down and you've allotted them to attack we the people. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other, said John Adams. And the radical homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty to give way to guess who, friends? Who's right behind them? You're hearing about them all day long now. The Muslims. The Muslim threat. As I have been warning you over and over and over and over and over again. That's my job, friends. I warn. That's my call here, okay? It's my job to warn you of the impending judgment. Knowing the terror of the Lord, it tells us in 2 Corinthians, friends, we persuade men. Because you can't fall into the lot of them that say, well, we didn't know. Oh, America, you know. You know what you do, America, and you know what you leave undone. And that's why we're in trouble today. And it's interesting. Scripture tells us that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. Not in America. While men are wide awake, he sows tares. And the men in America allow him to do that. Isn't that a terrible place to put yourself? It surely is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. As jihad advances, Huffington Post still pushing Muslim victimhood myth. Folks, like the radical homosexuals and like the Muslims, how are they the victims? If you look at the record of those individuals and those two groups of people, you will find out that they were the perpetrators and are not the victims of anything. As a matter of fact, I still try to figure out, when have I ever found the homosexuals to be victim of a hate crime ever? Even if you look at the basis of what a hate crime is based off of, friends, you'll listen to Dan Savage from It Gets Better, Barack Hussein Obama's hand-picked radical, who said that concerning his political opposition, that he wants them pulled behind a pickup until there's nothing left but the rope. That is the definition of a hate crime coming out of the one that claims that they're the victims. as they perpetuate the crimes. There's a reason they call them mental illnesses. There's a reason, friends, they call them crimes against nature because they're at war with God, and it's a war in which they will not win. But it doesn't mean they have to take everybody with them, and that's exactly what they mean to do to America. And to prove my point, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, apostates in Massachusetts turns church into sodomite whorehouse. You have transvestites preaching from the pulpits, friends. Do you want to talk about during the justice of God? And folks, don't think the justice of God is just going to fall on the person that is mentally ill. No, it's going to fall on the people that accept the perversion of the man that chooses to commit the act of the abomination. It's going to fall to everybody. A little, even leaving it a lump. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When Americans and Christians push back, we win. Folks, this is what I've been telling you since day one. And thank you for listening to the radio show, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, because this has been my message since day one. In action. That's deeds, not words. 1 John 3:18. Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Deeds, not words, came from none other than the apostle himself, George Washington. He was known as the father of our country, the first president. But of course, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you got to first fight. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, President Grover Cleveland on Islamic terrorism, the bloody butchery of men, women, and children made martyrs to their profession of Christian faith. This all coming from a preacher that was the president of the United States on two different occasions, by the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim cleric, Muslims have the right to kill anyone who does not respect Islam. Mullen Labe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, mentally unstable Obama looking to start a war with China. No, folks, keep in mind, this is all the charade. This is the lie. This is the narrative that Putin and Obama are at war with one another. No, they're not. If you look at the system, folks, they're all calling for a new world order together, but they're playing this wrestling match in front of the people as if to suggest, just like politics between the left and the right. I mean, folks, just today you heard the brainless witch herself, Nancy Pelosi, welcome warmly Mr. Paul Ryan, which is from Boehner to Ryan is an exchange of tyranny for another tyrant. That's all it is. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and here America is going to sit back and complain about Paul Ryan. And do keep in mind what he said. He wants to make opportunities available for all, said he. They're New World Orders, friends. That's exactly what these people are. They're minions for the New World Order. They've sold their soul in a temporary life. They're daring the justice of God, and they're daring the justice of the American people. You are the law, America. Stand up and be counted. It's your job to set the appointment date up, not wait until they die after they destroy the country. No, folks. Again, we're a country ruled by laws, not opinions, because we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We are not a democracy. Yet, they always talk about our democracy. No, we are not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 5 million Muslims march on Europe, folks. Check it out. We're going to come right back. Government by intimidation.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Got Paul calling from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. How are you?
Hello, Bradley.
Hello.
Listen, you know, I think we shouldn't be very self-righteous about the immigration situation. You know, it's just because of geography that our border is along the border with Mexico, which is populated by nominal Christians and you know, people of Hispanic origin. And the fact is that the immigration issue is really a demographic issue, and the economists out there are really the people behind it in government. They're the ones who are decrying the decline of Social Security, you know, and other social programs, and they think that we need perpetual growth by having perpetual population growth. So these people also are naive because they think that people are readily replaceable like cogs in a machine, and that nobody has any ethnic identity, racial identity, or religious heritage that they want to bring with them as immigrants. So I blame a lot of this on the economists.
Okay, so why are we blaming the economists then?
Because those are the major people. You know, the nations in Europe, like in the United States, they run up a huge national debt, and then they say, well, they're not enough people are having large enough families, and we need people to pay for the pensioners. So we need cheap labor and more people to, you know, fill the workforce so we can generate revenue to pay for the retirement packages for the elderly. This is the typical kind of mentality of economists in the government.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Paul. Who's supporting these people? Who is supporting all of these supposed self-proclaimed refugees to actually go from country to country, jumping over the pond, flying them in and out of countries to infiltrate other countries? Is that the economists' fault, too? I'm just curious.
These are the governments who, again, are influenced by the words of these economists. You know, so many of the politicians we see say how important it is to keep Social Security afloat and all the things we have to do to take care of the retirees and keep social programs going. And, you know, we have population decay. I listen to a lot of these economists, Larry Kudlow's out there, others in the media, and they all kind of have that same, you know, devil may care, we need perpetual growth. You know, Julian Simon School of Economics, and they just believe, you know, like I said, they don't see the ethnic mix as dangerous. I do.
Oh, of course.
And I don't vote for
that. By the way, Paul, that's what I was going to. That's where I want to premise this conversation to, because I need to understand why it's dangerous from your perspective.
Yeah, because these people, they may think that they're just cogs and replaceable in the economic machine to do the jobs the, you know, the natives won't do, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you always hear. And so they don't realize that these people have historic grudges, they have, you know, religious baggage and issues, especially with the Islamics in the Middle East. But if Europe was next to Mexico, it would be Mexicans flooding Europe. But it's just those are the cheap, I mean, the cheap labor, and those are the poor people that are, and with the high birth rates, that are next to Europe.
Okay, so when I look at this in perspective, I look at the religion of these Muslims in sense of, when I look at what's going on with the state-controlled media making way for the Muslims to come in here as they play the victims, and what we find time and time again, they infiltrate countries and then they begin to shout out, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, let's kill the infidels. What's that all about?
Don't see that. Economists only
No, of course
money,
not. Of
right.
course not.
And they're part of the problem.
Okay, so why is the state-controlled media making way for Sharia law in the United States of America? Then why are they browbeating everybody that disagrees with the Muslims?
Well, but this has been part
of the narrative.
Yeah, no, I understand, but this has been, you know, going on since I was a child in the 60s when they were dreaming about a multiracial world, you know, of, you know, deposing white America. You know, back in the 60s, we had that Coca-Cola commercial with We Want, you know, where they showed all the people of the world holding hands on the hill, drinking Coca-Cola. And so it's a corporate thing. They want to make, you know, a globalist world of exporting, you know, our McDonald's and our corporations overseas, but at the same time, inviting those people into the Western world. This is just, I see part of it as the greed and expansion of Western corporation.
Okay, now you do understand. So in other words, what we're saying is that these people, these economists, that's where you're bringing this conversation to. The economists, really what they're doing is they're playing with fire. That's going to get out of control. They just don't realize that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think the economists just see things as money, just like, you know, a hammer sees everything as a nail. You know, they just think it's all about money. And once they get here, they'll become Americans. Or once they get to Europe, they'll assimilate. And, you know, they'll be part of the culture. And they don't see the racial tension and the religious tension.
Let me give you my perspective. So if I'm looking at it through a biblical perspective, and I see this as perfect judgment of God, because God has warned this country over and over and over again, and we can see this throughout history. This is what happens to nations that disobey him. As a matter of fact, when we look to Europe, we can see that very thing happening right now. They advocate what God condemns. They're judged, and then guess what happens after judgment, Paul? They go back to the God that they should have never left in the first place. So when I look at the economists, and I look at the state-controlled narrative, and I see what's going on with our politicians. You know what? America deserves what she's getting right now, because this is public. This is perfect judgment in every sense of the word. It's out of control because everything is in control for a God that said, I will bless you to an obedient people, and I will curse those that are disobedient people. How can we never, ever talk about that? How can we talk about the economists? How can we talk about how bad Obama is, which he is, how bad the politicians are, how bad the corporations are? How can we always talk about that, but we never take it to a spiritual perspective?
Well, you'd have
because
to
that's really where it starts.
Well, you'd have to ask
that's
CNN.
Really where it starts.
Yeah, but you should ask CNN why they don't give you a show on their network instead of the many economists they will have.
Oh, I get
you,
it.
You
I
are
get
wiser
it.
Than an economist. That's why I listen to you. I don't listen to economists. You see?
Well, I appreciate yeah. that. I'm just always bringing it back to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is when a country, let's go to the United States of America, when we abide by the laws of the land, God promises to protect that nation. When we disobey and we begin to advocate and open the doors to everything that God condemns, we're going to get what we got coming. And it gets to the point in America, Paul, where, listen, I love people, but I love God first and foremost, and I love people enough to tell them what God is saying, and this is where we're at, and we ain't getting away from it, and I said ain't. We are not getting away from where we're at right now until we get back to the giver of our rights in the first place. But I notice that when countries and governments obey, they don't have problems like we're having problems today. As a matter of fact, the problem started when Americans started to disobey, and that is what we need to deal with. We need to get back to our foundations. I appreciate the call, Paul, very much.
Yep,
thank you. Folks, let's get over to government by intimidation. There was a couple things I wanted to talk about, and there was one more article I wanted to highlight on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I thought it was worthy of your attention because what they're doing now, friends, is comic hero Captain America to fight the Tea Party. Folks, if you want to know who the establishment, which is the problem in this country, if you want to know who the corrupt are terrified by, just look who at they aim their little wooden swords at constantly, their little pea shooters. Constantly the church and those that obey the Constitution. Constantly the church, the real church, by the way. I'm not talking about the professed church. I'm talking about the church that has legs and arms to do the biddings of the Most High God. Comic hero Captain America to fight the Tea Party? Wait a second. He embodies everything that the Tea Party is. See, what they want to do is they want to use the law against itself, and that's where they're trying to take it, folks. And notice what they're doing. They're using comic books. Now, folks, for those that did not know, I have a comic book, and I've also done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools across the country, as well as colleges. And that's just the high schools alone, the 360 of them. And we're going to be doing a couple more next week. But in saying that, friends, isn't it interesting the communists use comic books to indoctrinate the kids? How about we do it for the right reasons? Because what we see is on in parallel to what I'm talking about right now, comic hero Captain America to fight the Tea Party? What are you talking about? That is Captain America. But again, it shows you who the enemy is afraid of and who's effective in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, if you look to the Tea Party and the constitutionalists and Christians, friends, they were the ones that just got Boehner's little drunk hind end kicked out of office. Now I see that they're going to have to do it again really quick. But in saying that, check it out on Sons of Liberty Media, comic hero Captain America to fight the Tea Party. You have got to be kidding. Folks, they're using the law against the law, and hopefully you know the difference. By the way, if you'd like to check out that comic book that I did, I actually had Danny Bulinati, the artist from Marvel and DC Comics, do my whole testimonial. I believe it's about 100 pages. I don't have the exact number in front of me. Yeah, I'm sorry. Hang on here. Live radio. I don't want to be called a liar, friend, so I always got to check my facts. Yeah, we're at about, what do we got? We got about 126 pages on a comic book. If you'd like to check that out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, Paul, thank you for your phone call. We appreciate it very much. Government by intimidation. This is crazy stuff. Here is the definition of terrorism. Listen carefully, America. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as, you ready? You can go online right now and find it. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Government by intimidation is the very definition of the word terrorism. Now, I got stuck on this because I noticed that's exactly what this administration is attempting to do to anybody that stands up against their lawlessness. Let's hit that. We're going to come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Oops, we're coming up to the last segment, folks. We got to jam in that segment. As much information as possible. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, we just had Paul call from New Jersey, and I just want people to understand, always my perspective is, there is a presupposition, and the presupposition is that is God is. And when we put everything into perspective concerning the way that he views everything concerning his word, that's how we need to look at the problems. For example, if we have a bad economy and bad men are running that economy, well, we already have identified the problem. They're bad because they violate law. And folks, what we don't need in this country is we don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce the laws that are already in the books. Everybody in this country and worldwide is complaining, namely the constituents concerning the representatives, are complaining about the policies, the 10,000 policies and 10,000 laws, as they want to call them. They're not law, for us it's called unlaw. But the 10,000 policies that are thrown on the books every month in this country, everybody's complaining about that. Well, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 commandments. If you're sick and tired of crime, no matter what it may be, get back to God's 10 commandments. Because again, friends, the presupposition, the premise, the talking points always start on this show from his perspective and through a constitutional perspective. And if we can take it from that way, friends, again, that's having eyes to see, and that is also having ears to hear. That's how we correct the problem, is we go back to the presupposition that God is. So what did God have to say about it? How do we fix the problem, this is how you do it. You bring forth judgment. How do you bring forth judgment? You go back to what my law tells you. How did I show you as to how to deal with those problems in judgment? That's how you establish righteousness and peace. And I'm always going to continuously go there because America needs resolve in this country. So, without further ado, let's get back to this. And again, thank you again, Paul, for the call from New Jersey. Government by intimidation. As another self-incriminating video, which I highlighted a couple minutes ago, has surfaced exposing Planned Parenthood's crimes against humanity. Sin, by the way, is not missing the mark. It is actually the transgression or the breaking of God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. I also want to let you know that as this self-incriminating video has surfaced, do keep in mind that the DOJ actually brought forth a lawsuit concerning the individual that was exposing Planned Parenthood out of their own self-incriminating mouths. They're actually trying to put the individual in prison that exposed Planned Parenthood for their self-professed crimes. How does that make sense? Well, let me get to that, because this is government by intimidation. One has only to ask themselves why it is that the Department of Injustice, and yes, I said injustice, would be appointed to hunt down them that are doing the filming. There's no coercion. The truth is coming out of the abundance of their wicked hearts, Matthew 12:34. And furthermore, Planned Parenthood has made their murderous position very clear. Just think about this. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, this is what she said. The most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. This is what she said. She's telling you that she is the perpetrator. She is the murderer. She is the one advocating the crime, encouraging the crime. Margaret Sanger said on blacks, immigrants, and indigents, human weeds, reckless breeders spawning human beings who should have never been born. This is what the founder of Planned Parenthood said. The extermination of blacks, we don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. Oh, by the way, friends, just for the record, I know people in this country think black folks are behind Barack Hussein Obama. No, but I want to tell you something. The ignorant may be, but the majority are not. I want you to understand that neither are Hispanics. Okay? That's a state-controlled talking point. That's their narrative, that everybody's supporting him. No, they are not. By the way, Margaret Sanger went on to say that when not ministering to the Ku Klux Klan, the minister's work is also important and should be trained perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. This is what Margaret Sanger said. Well, who's the minister? Could it be Barack Hussein Obama? Of course it is. The wicked and despicable man has voted over 242 times to make sure that innocent babies are snuffed out in the womb. And yes, I'm using mob talk. And in case a baby might survive its killer, Barack Hussein Obama went further to also vote 2 times to make sure that there would be a second killer in the slaughterhouses so that the baby wouldn't have a chance to survive. And P.S., just a side note, Saul Alinsky's student as well, Hillary Clinton heaped praises on Margaret Sanger as she said that she admires enormously her courage and her tenacity. Her vision, said Hillary Clinton. Just to show you, there's no difference between Clinton's and Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro. It's the Clinton's administration. But remember, she said the word vision. Speaking of Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, vision. Folks, the eradication of the innocent in and out of the womb since 1973, 55 to 60 million innocent lives, which is to the equivalent of 18 states in our union. Is that the vision she's talking about? Could it be population control? Of course it is. Forget about the fact, friends, that 78% in this country profess Christianity. They love God so much that they disobey him when it comes to the topic of abortion. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17, and Exodus chapter 20. It's the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Folks, even Supreme Court Injustice Ruth Bader was complicit with the murder of the innocent. She said, frankly, I had thought at the time Roe was versus Roe versus Wade. Here we go. Frankly, I thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. Folks, what did she just say? She just incriminated herself. Populations that we don't want to have too many of? Is that why Planned Parenthood is sitting in black communities? Welfare communities, Hispanic communities in the United States of America? Do keep in mind they're being shut down in droves, America. Okay? I don't want to give strength to the enemy. They are being shut down. Populations that we don't want to have too many of. Really? And though Planned Parenthood, out of their own mouths, stand guilty as charged along with the above said, out of their own mouths, Exodus 20:13, Proverbs 16, these criminals want the innocent indicted imprisoned. These criminals that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb want to indict and imprison anybody that exposes Planned Parenthood for who they are. Folks, we're talking about intimidation by governments, government by intimidation. Yeah, folks, you heard me right. Imprisoned. Keep in mind that this is the same Department of Injustice that recently teamed up with the likes of Southern Poverty Law Center, who back in the 1960s helped defend the Ku Klux Klan concerning their crimes against the blacks. They're seeking the help of SPLC, who has no credibility whatsoever, to help identify domestic terrorists, patriots, Christians. Case in point, Troy Newman from Operation Rescue has been served with a lawsuit for standing in the gap to protect the innocent, Psalm 139:14. We're all fearfully and wonderfully created. To protect the innocent from the guilty, might I add. The abortionists want to throw me in prison for the next 20 years, he said, because I exposed Planned Parenthood. That is exactly why Jesus Christ was crucified. Read John 15. He uncovered their sin. John 15, John 7, 7. While the American people have been led to believe that we've been dealing with the attacks of a foreign enemy without Deuteronomy 32, 25, it would do us well to awaken to the realization that the dictator wannabe in the people's White House is responsible for attacking the homeland as well as its people. Hello, Matthew 16. We judge them by their fruit. And without a doubt, what the corrupt and the American mob, you call them governments, have done to this country is beyond the wildest dreams of any foreign country. The IRS targeting of Christians and conservatives, the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Injustice targeting and labeling Americans as domestic terrorists, the targeting of gun owners, so on and so forth. Abraham Lincoln was correct when he said America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Who better to say that, by the way? In most cases, this is the result of a godless, irresponsible people who lead the country's problems into the hands of the few righteous that are left in this country. Read Jeremiah 5:1. We're the faithful among men. There's very few left in America to do for them that which they are willing or unwilling to do for themselves. Hebrews 11:25 comes to mind, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God by doing the right thing before a just and a holy God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. What's the end of sin, friends? Death. And while at other times the corrupt and emboldened minions in government need to just push things a little bit harder and attack them that are exposing the crimes of an ungodly, un-American, and murderous administration such as the one at the present that has been uncovered over and over and over and over again. Luke 12:2. Folks, we're talking about governments by intimidation. Folks, that is not our government. Therefore, we need to deal with the lawless. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.